morning. It's 7:37 a.m. on September the 4th, 2014. Yeah, I had to force myself out the door this morning. It was not easy to get moving. And that's even after I have been up and out, took the kids to school, convincing myself that I needed to take the walk, whether I felt like it or not. And I didn't, I still don't. 1805 on the first mile. At least I'm moving. I'm not doing pretty well this morning. Last couple days have been a little stiff. Can't seem to chase the nausea away. I'm faintly sick to my stomach most of the time. I'm pretty sure it's probably stress related. Let's see what else. Yesterday we took a care package down to the hospital. My wife was hoping she'd come home today, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. I'd be surprised if she actually came home this week. I hope she does. I hope she comes home like Friday. That'd be tomorrow, I guess, because today is Thursday. Yeah, that's right. Today's Thursday. So, yeah. That should probably tell you something about what my week has been like. So, yeah, in theory she could come home tomorrow. In practice, I'm not sure that's going to happen, just because they've messed with her meds, and so getting her medication schedule back together is going to be one of their priorities in terms of helping her out. So, yeah, well, we'll see. One day at a time. I need to take advantage of today and the third day in a row where I haven't had anybody in the house. I've been doing some writing. I haven't been able to submerge myself in it. There's just too much stuff. I'm not quite sure what the hell my problem is. Usually I can use the writing to keep stuff at bay. Okay, this is sad. A guy with a dog is walking faster than I am. It's not like it's a race or anything, but I'm not getting a lot of aerobic benefit out of poking along. Yawn. Oh, I can't seem to move. I can't seem to get my brain engaged. Probably because it's engaged in other ways, in other places. Yawn. Gosh, I can't stop yawning. I'm sure I can't stop yawning because I'm not sleeping well, which is probably contributing to every other thing that I've got going on. It's hard to argue good night's sleep. And having one or two in a row would be cool right about now. Last night was a too late night because we didn't get back from the hospital till like 9 o'clock. And after being on the road for 5 hours, I was a little bit wired. It took a while for my evening medications to trip in and take me down to Sleepy Town. But I'm out, I'm moving. It's chilly this morning. I'm looking forward to getting around to the long eastern reach where the sun will be shining on me again. It's quite warm in the sun, but it's quite cold in the shadows. I didn't put on a jacket this morning, even though it was just barely 60, like 58 degrees. I thought, well, you know, put on the jacket and it'll be like wearing a plastic bag by the time I get around. And I'm sure it would have been, because I can feel a little glow going, but it's exactly. Sweat running down my back. Yawn again. Gosh. I don't know if it's my body trying to deal with oxygen deprivation or just I'm just tired. So yeah, yesterday morning was pretty grim early in the day, and I was suffering from serious nausea and vertigo. I was like, what? I did get some lunch, but it was iffy. I wasn't sure I was going to keep it. I didn't get much in the way of breakfast. I was pretty sure I wasn't going to keep that. But today I got to do something better. I've got opportunities here to capitalize on. Okay, which way is this guy going? The other way. All right. Good morning. So somebody else reminded me what I needed to do was have some fun. I'm trying to figure out what that looks like. Yes. Walking into the sun, there are don't know if they're black-eyed Susans or sun daisies or something. Some sort of fall flower. They're little yellow petals. I suppose they could be wild sunflowers. They're all facing east at the moment, glowing in the sun. It's quite pretty. It didn't take long to warm up either. Holy cow. Bunk post. The big boy in our house is missing his mom. Every once in a while he'll realize she's not around for him to sit on, and he'll wander from room to room calling for her. I was going to say funny, but it's not really funny. It's kind of cute. This 15-pound cat walking from room to room. Hello? 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 Move. And every once in a while he will attempt to sit on my lap. But the problem is that I don't accommodate, particularly when I'm at my keyboard, I don't accommodate cats well, because my keyboard drawer sits where the cats would have to sit. And there's not room on my chair for both of us. So every once in a while he'll try to jump up and then have to jump down again. He did that yesterday. Dug his claws into my arm because he couldn't quite stay up. Oh. Okay. It's only a little while longer here. I've got to do this walk thing. And then I'll be back and get a cup of coffee. Think about what I want for breakfast. I'm toying with the idea of taking myself out to breakfast. Maybe take the netbook and get away from the internet for a while. Maybe I'll just make some got some ham. I'm gonna make some ham and eggs. Potatoes. I think I have everything I need to do that. Maybe I'll do that instead. I'll just stay home. Treat myself. So I'm still reading Titan, so I'm near the end according to the percentage bar. But it's really cool. I recommended it to the Galaxy Rangers groups yesterday because it's still free, I think, so if you're interested, Ed Robertson's Titans. It's a really good read. I have several more reads. I've got, I've had several people recommend books to me that I've tossed onto my phone. So I've got plenty to read. What I need to do is get some of this crap that's cluttering up my head out, because I've got plenty to write too. I've got so much to do. It's really easy to get overwhelmed. It's really easy to look at all the stuff that I want to get done by the end of the year and think, I'm just going to go play Minecraft for a while. Or EVE Online or something. Here we go. Crossing the street, getting ready to turn north. There's definitely fall in the air. There's definitely a quality to the air this morning. And it's still high summer. It's still green grass and green trees. It's still, yesterday it was 94 degrees here. It was like, what the hell happened? I was looking forward to fall. Summer came back. We'll have a few more days like that, I'm sure. But this morning there's that quality to the air, that freshness. There's a breeze and it's cool. It's not cold, but there's a hint of winter in it. It's quite lovely. My poor lawn. It needs some serious mowing. 18 minutes. 18:20 on the back half. So pretty consistent. I am under 19 minutes, which is the goal. So yeah, okay, fine. I'm not breaking any speed records, but I am moving. That's at least half the battle. Yesterday we had a bit of a technical snafu. We came back from school and was it yesterday? The day before? Came back from school and we couldn't get the garage door to open. Now the house is locked up, and getting into the house without keys when the door won't open was an interesting challenge. But we did it. So I have to look at how I'm going to deal with this issue going forward. But I did figure out what was wrong with the door remote, so we fixed that. That's working good again. At any rate, I am at the back gate. At least figuratively, it's around the corner. I'm actually at the garage door. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.